Well, for me, I just felt like I needed some form of distance in some fashion to get some kind of clarity on the questions that I had. And for me, that was an imaginative distance. I needed to sort of arrange the characters so that I could have things play out in a way that would reflect the questions that I had. So, in some ways, the novel actually emerged from poems that I was writing, thematic elements that kept appearing and things like that. So it just seemed natural to sort of continue that imaginative effort into a kind of larger form.
And most people, I suspect, will want to know, because it's written on the book, that you served in the Iraq War. How close is it to your experience, and how much of it did you think, I have to fictionalize a big chunk of this?
There are some obvious overlaps with my experience. I mean, obviously, I did serve in an area of Iraq that bears some resemblance to the setting that the book takes place in. But as far as what these characters experience, that's vastly different from what I experienced. But again, the emotional grounding of the book, which was my focus, to one degree or another, I feel like I either experienced those emotions myself or was in a position where I could imagine another person experiencing those. So that's really where the kind of overlap is and the alignment is for me. Not so much what happens in the book, but sort of what it felt like.
The three main characters at the heart of the book are the two rookie privates, one who is the narrator, the 21-year-old, and the younger 18-year-old, and the sergeant. And the friendship, which is compromised and fortified by both death and being on the edge of danger, is the core of the book. But what struck me the most was how intensely drawn the battle scenes were, to the point of being poetic. I wondered why you wanted to do that, because there's a lyrical quality to virtually every intense battle scene that you describe.
Yes, I know. I mean, I really tried. I thought that one way of sort of reflecting the level of intensity of that experience would be to try to have the language match that intensity, to have the language be dynamic, strange even, to sort of mirror the kind of confusion and intensity level of the experience of being there. I really think that language does have a sort of strange power to match the rhythms that we find in life, even in the most extreme of experiences.
I don't think it would be a spoiler to reveal that one of the characters dies. The notion of survivor guilt is at the core of the book as well. You survived that conflict. Did you reflect on your own feelings, or were they not nearly as intensely felt as the narrator's are?
No, I certainly did have feelings like that. Perhaps they weren't quite so intense as the narrator goes through, but I think when you come back from an experience like that, it seems only natural that you would wonder why I survived unscathed and other people didn't, and you have to sort of reckon with questions of not only whether you've earned that right to survive, but what your sort of responsibility is going forward.
Why did you join?
Well, I guess for a number of reasons. I come from a family that has a tradition of military service, not as a career, but my father, my uncle, both of my grandfathers had served. College in the States can be very expensive, and that was something that I wanted to do, and I thought, well, it just seems like it makes sense. The Army will pay for me to go to school. I'll do something that's honorable. No, so for me, when I grew up in Virginia, in the South, I think a lot of soldiers come from sort of an area of the country similar to the one that I grew up in. So it just seemed like a natural choice.
It's interesting you instinctively use the word honorable. I just wonder, in the context of what we now know about this particular conflict, to what extent you now reflect as a writer on the dishonorable aspects of it.
It certainly is something that I think about, and I suppose it's possible that there is some rationalization going on in my own mind, but I do still feel that one person volunteering to offer themselves up in the defense of their nation is still an honorable act. And I think there's a natural inclination to sort of turn yourself over to somebody that you trust, just on a practical level. It can often just come down to self-preservation.
But it also requires a suspension of belief in the individual. When you decide you're going to join an army,